Welcome to the best 5-minute podcast with Forrest Kelly.
This episode, we're taking a different path with Emmy Award-winning journalist David Page. He's hosting a new podcast called Culinary Characters Unlocked. And I don't know if you've noticed, but I love talking to experts in their field. They always seem to depart wisdom and humor into memorable stories. And this isn't your typical wine-focused episode, but the stories David tells about chasing down assignments in foreign countries, building a career through curiosity and instincts, and the people who shape our food culture share the same DNA as every great wine we discuss here on the podcast. So stay with me as we unlock the character that is David Page. The best 5-minute wine
podcast. Yeah, David Page. And I better damn well be amusing.
Let's start with, who is David Page?
Sure. I'm a storyteller. I've been in broadcasting one way or another since I was 14 and a half. Came up in radio. The biggest chunk of my journalistic career was in network news at NBC News and then ABC News. For NBC, I spent much of my time posted overseas back when actual news events took place. I walked through the Berlin Wall the night it opened. I interviewed Muammar Gaddafi in the rubble of his house after U.S. forces blew it up. I came back to the States. I became a show producer. I co-created the weekend editions of the Today Show. I went over to ABC, where, among other things, I was the senior investigative producer at 2020. I was the senior producer of Good Morning America. Every third week, I would hands-on produce the show, including in the control room. When I got out of network news, I ended up in the world of food. I created a little show for the Food Network called Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. And so, because in this business, you are what you last did, I'm known to many folks today as a food guy. I did diners, and I wrote a book called Food Americana, all about how we created a cuisine out of the foods of other countries and cultures. And these days, my passion project is a podcast called Culinary Characters Unlocked, on which I talk with important people in food. And that doesn't mean eggheads. It means people who are either significant chefs or restaurateurs, who are also, as chefs tend to be, passionate and entertaining and a lot of fun to shoot the bull with.
I grew up in radio as well. I started my first full-time radio job as a senior in high school. So when you say you've got a great figure-it-out story, I know it's going to be a good one. Let's hear it.
I had moved to Europe for NBC News. Hadn't been there very long when I got my first assignment to the Middle East. I was sent to Cairo. And there was some big story. Some story was going on that was big enough that there was an important person from New York running things. He had flown into Cairo. And I don't know what we were covering. But he comes walking through the Cairo Bureau newsroom, looks at me, and goes, "Paige, go to Khartoum." I go, "Yes, sir." He leaves the room. I turn to one of the local drivers or fixers and say, "Where's Khartoum?" He says, "It's in the Sudan." I say, "Where's the Sudan?" He says, "Next country south." Okay, I got on a plane and went to Khartoum, you know.
With that limited knowledge, you just said, the boss said it, I'm doing it.
Well, but see, it's funny. I really am a cranky old man. In my day, when someone said do something, you said absolutely. And if you didn't know how, you figured it out.
So you took all of that. You won an Emmy for...
I won... My first Emmy was for breaking news. I was the guy on the ground who ran NBC's coverage of the Romanian Revolution, and I won my first Emmy for that. And then my next one was at ABC News many years later for best, I don't know if it was best investigative segment or best news magazine segment, but it was an investigation that I supervised as the senior investigative producer of 2020 into the VA mistreating veterans. And then I got nominated for a daytime Emmy for a syndicated series I did years later called Beer Geeks, which in some respects is the best thing I've ever done, but we didn't win. We had a great, in fact, you know what, we went to the daytime Emmys. We weren't going to win. We were up against some very big names. It was one of those nominations that just shocked you. So, but my host was basically a brewer, and he was a great guy, and his wife was terrific. And so when we walked in and we were seated at our table, which, we were sort of in Siberia, And I said to the waiter, I handed him, I don't know, 20, 50, 100, some reasonable start the night tip. I said, well, we're going to lose. Keep it coming. And boy, did we have fun.
And apparently he did his job well.
Oh, he did his job so well that we just had the best time. And, you know, when you go into one of those things, if you're realistic, it's fun to be there. It's fun to wear a tuxedo.
Oh, it is fun to wear a tuxedo from time to time, especially when you're getting a big award. Next episode, we're diving into drive-ins and dining on the story of how David Page became the architect of diners, drive-ins, and dives.
The best 5-minute podcast.
Don't forget my favorite part.
Please, please like and follow. Oh.